Some of the biggest names in evolutionary medicine come to Tallahassee for an international conference at the Florida State University. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. If evolution can help us understand the world around us, can it do the same for the world within us? This question guides the field of evolutionary medicine, and Florida State University hopes to explore the topic with an upcoming conference. February 25th and 26th, Florida State University will be home to a conference entitled Evolutionary Medicine: Contributions to the Study of Disease and Immunity. Evolutionary medicine is a budding field, says Professor of Biological Science David Houle, and one that could help explain some of medicine's most important questions.
You know, it's an example of how evolutionary knowledge can really help us with practical problems. For example, deciding when you have a symptom, why do you have the symptom? Is that the, let's say, a disease organism doing something to you that's in the interest of the disease organism? Or is it a symptom that's a sign that your body is fighting off that organism in some way? And, you know, and so you wouldn't want to reduce the symptoms when it's something that your body is doing that helps it fight off the disease. But if it's something the disease is doing to you, you clearly want to stop it.
Houle says he and many fellow faculty members have wanted to explore this issue for some time now. They put together Florida State's Origin Science and Arts Festival, celebrating the 150th anniversary of the publishing of Charles Darwin's On the Origin of Species. To help shed light on this new application of Darwin's thoughts on evolution, they have brought in some of the originators of the field. Among a group of speakers from both inside and outside the university will be Dr. Randolph Nessa and Sir Peter Gluckman. Nessa is a professor of psychiatry and psychology and the director of the Evolution and Human Adaptation Program at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. He is the author of Why We Get Sick, the founding document of the field. Gluckman is a University of Auckland distinguished professor and one of New Zealand's most highly decorated medical scientists. He is the co-author of Principles of Evolutionary Medicine, the first textbook on the topic.
It's a big deal, and these guys are really two of the very foremost experts on this whole topic, the foremost proponents of this incorporation of evolutionary thinking into medicine.
Of course, the word evolution is surrounded by controversy. David Houle says he hopes the conference can also explore this issue, especially as it relates to medicine.
But the sort of prevailing metaphor in medicine is the body as a machine, and you know, if you're sick, well, the machine has broken down. And what evolution says is that our bodies are not just machines. They're quite different. And when things go wrong, there's a more complicated set of things we need to think about.
Co-sponsors of the conference are Florida State's College of Medicine, Department of Biological Science, and History and Philosophy of Science program. To see a schedule of events and register for the conference, look for the link to its page under this radio story on FSU.com. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.